Jack. Depends on the kid, Jack.
Okay. Yep, we're live. This is Pater's Pod number 12, but this time it's live because we're always going to be live forever now.
Yes, now I'm going to share the link on Pater.
Yes, now let's share that link.
There's no one watching yet because they don't have the link.
But you know what else there's no one doing? Link. Being our guest right now.
That's true, because Desktop Dave is being a little bit of a cheeky little
he is a
cyber
trickster.
Sprite.
As always.
Pater's Pod 12.
He's a freaking trickster.
Let's see if this works. Okay. So now you should be able to get to this.
Yeah. So now I just received the...
Okay. Now I'm going to send there's so many links to send. Okay. Oh. Now I'm going to send the link to Dana.
Oh, boy.
There.
Okay. And people might notice...
okay.
So do we post... Now we do... we notify the Discord that they can jump in and talk to us. Haters, start your engines. That's what I'll say. Start
okay, you'll say.
Your engines. We're live on...
So, Paters, you might already know that there's a delay in the chat. Isn't that so silly? Isn't that so silly how that works? Wait, I gotta find the video for myself.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my links. We'll put it that way. There we go.
Oh, and Michael is here.
Pater time. Hello, Pater. Okay, now we're in. Oops.
Liana and Michael are here. It's the original Pater. Michael was our first Pater chatter, I guess, last week. It feels like it's been a million years, and we felt very rusty tonight because it felt like so many millions of years had passed.
I'm going to be honest and say that I felt like tonight's show was a piece of garbage and needed to be balled up in like a common piece of discarded newspaper with human fecal matter all over it, balled up, maybe set on fire, but more importantly, dumped into the trash can because I just wasn't feeling so great about the show. But hey, they can't all be bangers.
We often feel extremely self-conscious afterwards, but tonight we said a little more than usual. And you know what I learned tonight, Doug?
What?
I learned that mugs are like dreams. Mm. Everyone's got them, but no one wants to hear about yours, you know?
That's true.
So I showed off a lot
of
mugs.
That was a tough bit.
Yeah.
What we should do is be building a small chamber in the studio here in the corner of the room where after the episode we can get into the chamber and we can hurt ourselves and kind of have like a, not too bad, but sort of punish ourselves because we are in punishment mode. As soon as we hit in the record, we go, we need to punish the body, punish the mind, punish the spirit. We have been bad. We have not performed our duties as hosts correctly, and we screwed up another show, but another one in the can, and next week, it'll be better. We need some flavor. We need some spice. What we need is more money. We need more power, and we need some spice.
I don't know about you, but when I played live music, I would almost always feel very bad after the show.
Yeah, me too. Well, not really, actually.
I only remember the bad feelings.
When you're at the front of the stage, when you're in a band and you're at the front of the stage and you're right up against the crowd, that's when you feel bad afterwards for some reason. But if you're in the back, I was always in the back. I was behind amps, behind... I was looking at my friend's asses playing guitar, sitting behind the trap kit. So I would always be done with the show and go, that was great. And of course, I was half lit the whole time, drinking beers, drinking whiskey, back behind the trap kit, getting drunk as hell, playing the drums, falling off my stool. So for me, I was just having a ball. But if you're, I have been in a scenario being on the front of the stage, looking at the fans. You notice the one person on their phone. You notice the one person not looking. So you,
yeah.
Michael says, I can't wait to see the VOD. Liana says, hello, Paters. Hello.
Video on
More
demand.
Power.
Is he referring to video on demand of the episode we just finished?
Oh, Michael, did you not see it? What's wrong? You didn't see it, Mike?
Well, I'm sure this didn't happen all the time, but I would often drink after, probably because I was always an opener.
Yeah.
But I'd feel a bit self-conscious after the rock and roll show. Guess where I'm headed? Cash in my drink tickets.
Oh, that's exactly, yeah. Hey, you put this, sorry to... you put this notification in the freaking Skelly Mag channel.
Oh gosh, I'm new.
What's
to this.
Wrong with you?
I'm.
Guys, you have to excuse Sam. He doesn't understand the Discord. He's kind of like what we call a boomer. He's a big boomer.
Yeah, it's a.
Dana's in the chat. Hello, Dana. Dana, I gave you the the Discord link to call in. You can call him whenever you want, because I think the Paters are interested in seeing Lindman, the status on Lindman and his bowels and his ass. We want to know about his ass. We want to know about the spray.
Well, she just needs to be given permission to
join. She does. She's on yellow in the thing.
Okay. Hey, Michael's in here. Michael Smiley.
Michael?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hey, Michael.
Let me turn you up. Let's turn you up.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Now you're turned up to 200%.
I have a terrible confession.
Yes.
I missed the episode.
Yikes. Yikes, Mike. We say yikes, Mike, to that. What happened? What were you doing?
Geez. What happened? I was busy gaming.
Busy gaming? That's not a good excuse. That's my dog ate my homework moment.
Yeah, I was trying to get those dubs in Fortnite to stack the victory crowns on the old Skeleton Realm Gamer Throne.
Okay.
Well,
victory crowns.
At least you were helping us out.
Every time I go into the Twitch account, I look up at the top corner and there's like these, there's just crowns. And it always says like a, you know, the red notification circle. It just says like 8,000. It's like you have so, they're like, you just received 800 billion crowns.
Yeah.
It's like.
Every time I've
crowns as a.
Also the jewels, they send you like simoleon jewel things. So you get jewels and crowns. And
speaking of jewels, we have Julia in the Paters chat.
Oh yeah,
Julia's here, and Ben Weinhart, Bruce Schaff. Are we live? Yes, we are.
Victory Royale.
My dog did something worse to my homework, says Dana. Is it Lindman might have sprayed a little bit of hot spicy brown on Dana's homework?
Oh gosh,
Michael, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm just outside of Chicago.
Okay. We like
Long-time
Chicago.
Long-time Realmer, first-time caller.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, Michael, you're...
Oh.
I just put that together, obviously. Michael with the smiley... It's funny, Michael with the smiley face...
I call him Michael Smiley.
Without the smiley and the... without. Yeah, and Sam calls you Michael Smiley whenever we go out. He goes, what's Michael Smiley up to? No.
I'm always harassing Doug to get... Invite him over. And you go, I don't know him. I don't know where...
Bring him over to
communicate with him that well, because...
I'd love to come to Atlanta.
I just realized that you're Michael in the Discord. I mean, Michael Smiley. Anyway, whatever. I already said that.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help me to have a different username for every social service thing.
And you're rocking different avatars, so you're not making it easy. But your name is Michael, so I should have put that together.
Yeah, oddly enough, the only Michael Realmer in the whole thing. The whole realm.
That's not true.
I'm sure there's none others.
There's Michael Netland.
Oh, well.
We have another Mike.
That's true. But he's Mike.
Actually, we have Mike Myers as a big realmer.
Michael's thinking. Yeah, Michael's thinking of the Halloween serial killer.
Oh, yeah, that's with the gulp.
When I was a kid, I would always make movies with my buddy when we were like 12, and I saved up over the years and eventually bought a latex Michael Myers Halloween mask. And
oh my gosh!
And that sucker was big, and never used it in a movie because by the time I could afford to save up for it, me and my friend had parted ways. We no longer made little high eight movies together.
High eight, yeah.
Oh no.
I was using rocking the mini DV.
Oh yeah.
Your Super 8 camera.
Super 8. I was rocking the 8mm. I'm from the 50s. Mm-hmm. 50s swagger. This kind of reminds me of Back to the Basics OG swagger, we might say. Back to the Basics episode like 3 and 4 when we just had the classics. The chat is down to the basics, down to the classics. I can read every chat. And I'm just loving my realmers, but it is chaotic. There is no content. There is no content document for this. We call this the Skeleton Realm Chaos Hour, where we just go hog wild. And who isn't here? It's Desktop Dave now.
Yeah, what?
We can put Desktop Dave on blast. Desktop Dave promised us he would call in, and we told him 9 o'clock. And then guess what? We see in the chat with him. at about 9 when we're wrapping up. He goes, it's 9:30 gonna work? We said, Dave, we knew you were gonna do this to us. Classic desktop Dave. And what is it now? 9:44. And guess what we're getting from Dave? What we like to call radio silence.
Yeah, and the great part is that I think if you watch the episode, the moment Doug says, all right, so Dave, hopefully Dave can make it. And then that's when I got a notification that said, hey, is 9:30 okay? And then we send him a link. We tell him explicit instructions and then tag him in our group chat. And then guess what? We see read receipts that he did indeed view all those instructions and pleas for help and assistance, and he ignored them.
What do you guys think Dave's doing? I have a theory. I think he's in the tub. He's a bather. What do you guys think?
He is a bath boy.
What do you think, Michael?
I think he's scrubbing his legs. He's being thorough.
Yeah.
He's getting all the places, you know, that you might not usually get. He's getting behind his ears.
Yeah, and so for that, we can forgive him, actually.
He's a hairy guy, David.
He has a lot
he's
of body hair.
Mr. Bubble.
Yeah. He's head-to-toe haired up. He's got so much hair, and it's slicked back.
You know, I had a Reddit shower thought the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be reductive, but I noticed that, for example, my wife loves baths. Mm-hmm. But I'm a shower guy. And so I said, that must be true for the entire population.
No.
And across the gender divide.
I like to bathe.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a suspicion and that you just proved it wrong, though, just by saying that. But I was thinking, girls have big, long hair, right?
Yeah.
All that water hit it. It don't feel great. It's getting heavy, and it's like big hat, big
heavy
blanket.
Heavy hat, yeah.
But me have no hair, and it feel good.
Man have bald head. Man have bald head. Woman have long hair. Long hair hurt when water hit because heavy.
Yeah, something like that.
That
makes
perfect sense.
Yeah.
Of course, it's physics.
I just hate bathing in the bath.
Liana says, I think he is putting bubbles from the bath on his face like a Jolly Santa beard. We might expect that from Dave. Julia says, Dave's probably getting a scrub down. Getting a scrub down, Julia might imply that Dave has a caretaker.
Oh my gosh. You know what I figured out?
Dave, he is getting an allergic reaction from the Mr. Bubbles, but he doesn't mind because that fragrance is so good.
Yum.
So nostalgic.
Dave is a sucker for the fragrances too. Is he in?
Sorry,
no, he's not.
Oh, no, I just realized I can show you the stream, Mr. Michael Smiley, by setting up a virtual camera for you so that
wonderful.
Yeah, so stand by.
So this is kind of a fun system. Now the $5 paters can call us
see,
on these.
Check that out. Now he has no delay, and you can see it.
Yeah, the no delay part, that's my main concern.
Yeah,
that's why I paused the stream just because I didn't want to.
Yeah, now you can watch.
Oh, so now we can share like visual content and there's not a delay issue.
Yeah, so the if you call in, you can enjoy it here. Okay, that's good.
Oh, Dana says she's calling. Julia says that her hair hurts, so that is confirmed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
Cool. So yeah, now so maybe we often watch a very audio sensitive.
I think
we can't go one way or the other, but yeah, TikToks. We'll have to. Michael will not hear any TikToks we show. He won't hear them.
Yes.
However, we could watch silent movies because earlier you mentioned something about I don't know, but a lot of people might not know that Thomas Edison made a film where he kills an elephant by electrocuting.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
It's the
That's
title
scientific
is
scientific progress.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's called Electrocuting an Elephant, and it has an IMDb score, I believe.
It's funny. A lot of people don't realize. Yeah, that's good. A lot of people don't realize he didn't do that. He did that because he thought the elephant would enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's why he did
like
that.
Like 12,000 volts.
And he went, oh.
It's like therapy.
Yeah. Electronic therapy.
He was cranking the dial and he saw the elephant smiling.
He thought that exploded. No, Edison thought that if you dump electricity into something, it becomes like a new product, like a new digital product. So he would just take a traditional telephone, and he had visions of the iPhone way before Steve Jobs, and he would dump electricity into phones and just blow them up. So he thought, what would be cooler than a digital elephant? A personalized digital elephant for every living room. So he pumped it into an elephant and it just blew up.
Dana says, "Man, I'm trapped inside the call.
Trapped inside the call.
How do you just join the Discord thing? Is she?
Oh, she's on the hidden guest thing.
Oh yeah, get out of.
Oh
there.
Yeah, Dana, join the.
We went public.
Join the public one. Yeah, we went public.
Finally.
Yeah,
Yeah.
A lot of funding we raised. Yeah.
I can finally invest.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
We're going to be dumping our shares. Little Birdie told me.
I think we'll see some turnaround quite soon, I believe.
Not my problem.
All right, so now...
Where is my chat with her? Hold on, let's see.
Dana joins this part, now that Pater's Pod is now a stream. That's the fact of the matter. We're now another show within a show, and so the Pater, as a podcast, who knows how it'll work. All right.
Is this... Oh,
yeah, so mute it up. And
am
now,
I here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
volume's
gosh.
Loud. Volume's a little
Wait.
Loud.
Can I'll we turn. I'll turn. I'll turn you.
You can turn it down in Discord.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll turn you down.
Okay. Time. Are you there, Dana? You can share. You can share your video, right? So we can see Lindman.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay. All right. So Lindman, how is he doing? First of all, let's just get a rundown on Lindman, how he's doing.
Wait. Let me uncrop this so I can reveal you. It's dark in there.
Yeah, that is dark.
We were hanging out in the dark.
Oh, there's a little guitar back there.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Lindman.
Yes. Oh, so he's looking clean. Lindman did get a bath earlier today, did he not, Dana? We bathed him very well.
Oh, my gosh. He's so clean. He's so clean.
And what did we clean the most?
The butthole.
His butthole was very nasty because he's been spraying, like I said, mucus liquid. And so his hole got very clean today. And I have a special shower head that just blasts. And he loves it, so.
Formulated for his butthole.
That's right.
Oh, wait, hello?
He's so sleepy.
He's really sleepy.
Oh, my God.
You want to go make a poopy outside?
Did he make any poops during the stream?
Not yet. He was being, he was just watching and enjoying, and he didn't want to interrupt. So he said, I'll make my poopy later. Yeah, so.
Lovely. Here. We love it.
Yeah, we love Lin.
Lindman! Hey, Lindman!
It's your daddy! No.
Lindman! Mr. Poop! Hey, Mr. Poop! Mr. Poop! Mr. Poop! Hey, Mr. Poop!
Yeah, he smells so good.
Hey, Mr. Poop! Yeah, he's nice and soft and smelly.
Oh my gosh. His paws smell like corn chips.
Well, what do you think, Dana? What do you think about Desktop Dave being a classic no-show?
I couldn't really expect anything more from him or less.
Yikes! Whoa!
That's gotta hurt.
That's gotta hurt. When Dave watches this, he won't, but if he did, he's gonna not be happy with you putting
him
on blast.
To task. Taking him to task and putting him on blast. Sorry.
What was that?
Huh? I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know that. We know that. It's all jokes here. Everything here is satire.
Dave has important things going on. He's in the bath.
I'm trying to think. I think I had some prepared TikTok content that I saved, but maybe not. Let me look.
Now,
who's got funny viral content in the Pater chat? Yeah. What do you guys want to talk about?
Send it. Drop links in the chat.
Drop links. Don't send me nasty Trojans, though.
And unfortunately, about this Opam Gum Gum style guy.
Oh.
Absolutely, I love him. Oh, you know what's actually really funny about that?
Wow.
Oh my gosh, this is funny. So we have a friend who was an intern at the agency that Sam works at now. I used to work there sort of freelance, and he was a real young guy. He was like 18 when he was the intern there. And
Carlos?
Do you remember this?
Who?
Jackson.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Our friend Jackson, real young guy, he was like 12 or 13 years old when Gangnam Style was big, you know?
Yeah.
And him and his dad made a Lego Gangnam Style video where he's got a Lego head on and he's dancing around in the street going, Opa Lego Style! Opa Lego Style! And it has, I believe, almost 20 million hits.
What?
Let's pull that up and show them. Jackson would love to share this.
Okay, and...
Jackson's a great guy. Well, I've tried to get him involved with the show sometimes. He's a very busy guy, but he's very cool.
He's extremely ambitious and does a lot
of stuff. His dad and him make films and stuff. Anyway, pull this up. But back in the day, they did an Opa Lego style. I remember at the office, it was like a casual Friday lunch thing where you guys were making like eggs or something.
Yeah, we had egg day.
It was like egg day at the office. Everybody was eating scrambled eggs. We were huddled around the big flat screen at the office. And he was like, oh, you guys want to see something cool? We were like, yeah. And he's like, check this out. And it's like a 20 million viewed Lego Gangnam Style video. And he's like 12 years old. It's really cool.
Just type in Lego Gangnam. Let's try to nail it. Right, Lego Gangnam Style. Nail the first Lego Gangnam. Lego Gangnam. Wow, you know what? The first comes up. auto search suggestion is Lego Gangnam Style backwards. So maybe people
they see satanic messages in it. Yeah,
I think he might,
it should be
JH. Yep, that's him.
Is that no? That's not him.
Huh?
No, that's not him.
Oh,
keep going, keep going. It's not stop motion. Keep going.
Oh.
Look up his channel. Oh, is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Hewins and Sons.
Okay, I gotta do my little screen share real quick.
This Hold is up. Cool. Yeah, a Pugnacious 10 production. Jackson and his dad used to make really cool YouTube stuff in that era. What year is that?
Oh,
when Gangnam really hit the scene. When Gangnam really took off. What year was that? That's like a bar trivia. What year did Gangnam take off?
This video is posted on January 1st of 2013. Okay. It has 15,327,925 views.
Yeah, that's no joke.
That's called viral.
That's called viral. 15 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might have monetized that one.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, everybody can see our thing.
No, that's
oh.
That's not how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It's extremely confusing, but you did spook me just
now. Ryan Sander has arrived.
All right.
We love Ryan.
We're loving this. The live Pater's Pod, Doug, does it feel good to you? Do you feel happy and good?
I feel really good, but Ryan brings up a really sour subject. He said, did I miss Dave? And no, you haven't missed Dave. Dave is being a no-show right now. We're trying to get a hold of him. But in true Desktop Dave form, I thought about not even making the promise that he'd be on the show because I thought Dave's just going to bail.
It's like rolling a...
Yikes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like rolling a dice, as they say.
What's a die that is weighted on one side? And it's not
a weighted dice.
The old cheater's
loaded.
Die.
Cheater's die.
Loaded. It's a loaded dice.
Loaded. There you go.
It's like rolling one of those, but gun. Dave wins every damn time.
Look at Lin-Man.
All right, let's share this
Look at
browser.
These great angles.
And all right, apologies to our callers, which is both Lin-Man Dana and Michael Smiley. You're not going to be able to hear this Gangnam Style thing, but guess what? It's Gangnam Style, so you can imagine what it sounds like.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Oh, we're not gonna. You're not gonna play the audio?
I will, but they can't in the Discord.
Oh,
they
I
just
get
hear
it.
Our
I get it. I get it. Yeah.
But all the lovely chatter. So tough luck. But just imagine the song Gangnam Style. Let's capture this.
Lin-Man, the special boy.
Liana asked, "Does he often levitate while relieving himself?" And the answer is no. He's such a good boy.
Yeah.
That was kind of a one-off.
I don't know. I hadn't seen him do it a whole lot since, so it's possible.
Oh, what the heck?
He
could be, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of times I'm not looking at him, so. I mean, I sleep for typically about 8 hours a night, so there's an 8-hour window he could be doing it.
I notice people are calling him Mr. Poop.
Mr. Poop is a little nickname. Dana, what are some of the other names that we give him? Mr. Poop.
Wormsby,
we call him. Call him Goo. I call him Goo.
Look at that.
Sometimes I call him Bubby. I don't know why.
Yeah, you call him Bubba sometimes.
Bubba, Bubby, Goo, Poop.
Here we are. 15 million views from Jackson, our good friend. So this was high production. Imagine
building Lego style.
Oh, he's
building Lego style.
Lego style.
I love this.
I'm about to finish. I'm building Legos here. It's looking fine with a couple pieces under there. Build a tower higher than that building over there. The clone army invaded to claim their share. Darth Vader built his Legos.
Okay, that's enough. I just love that content. And when he showed everybody in the office this, I remember it was playing on like a giant flat screen. And we all just were looking at each other like, holy shit.
Can you
this is some next
this?
Level stuff.
And then we said, you went viral, man.
He's such a cool guy. I wish we could hang out with him more. I need to call him.
We should have him on this sucker.
I know. We should bring him on
That'd
here.
That'd be
He's
easy.
Really cool. Ryan says, did you see the National Dog Show? Yes, I did. And did you, Sam?
Let's play some clips on
let's
the background.
Let's pull up the winner because we all know the winner looks like a certain someone on screen right now.
What kind of name is it have? Yes. The festival.
Oh, it's
the dog festival?
The National Dog Show, I think.
Ah, yes.
The winner was a cream boy. The winner was a cream French bull. And when that happened, actually, Dana wasn't there. We were watching it, and then Dana left. And it was just me, my mom, and my sister at my house. And when they announced that winner, we shot up and started screaming in my house. We were so excited.
So they won. Oh, let me get him out of the way a little bit. I'll just put.
Yeah, Len. Just make him. Is this the winner announced?
This is just the toy group. Full judging of the toy.
Oh,
group.
Let's see the winner.
Okay.
He won the whole kit and caboodle. He didn't just win the group.
So is Dan Lennon? Did you expect it?
French Bulldog won 2021, so we were thinking he might pull it again. Look at that. That's him. Bulldog
was named the winner of the annual National Dog Show, which is hosted by the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. The 2022 National Dog Show was broadcast after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for the 21st.
There he is. Look how freaking, look at he pops up. Look at him. He went kind of nuts on that dog. He needs to be careful. What if he just threw the dog as hard as he could up in the air? That'd be funny.
Yeah. He got rid of it. Got rid of it immediately. Threw it in the trash.
That wouldn't be funny.
Approximately 1,500 dogs representing more than 200 breeds. This year, three breeds made their National Dog Show debut. The new additions were the Russian Toy.
I think Lindman looks better than the winner of this.
I agree.
I couldn't even get a good look at him because he's throwing up.
I think he looks too buff. Like his head is too meated. Because I think they didn't cut his gonads out, you know, like we sadly had to do. We didn't have to do it, but we sadly, we joyously did to Lindman.
Yeah, get a look at
this one. This one has a big ball bag and he's like meaty. He's like high T. He's muscular and it's not as cute. Lindman's a little soft.
He's like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Winston on, this is.
Was his name Winston? Yeah, there's Winston, which is funny because that's like a English bulldog.
Yeah. There he is. So let's judge this guy ourselves here. So you already said his balls are too big. He's too strong.
Yeah, his balls too big, too strong, too hot.
He's too hot.
It's almost like he's a handsome Squidward with a nice chiseled jaw. It's like that in the Lindman form.
Yeah.
He's like handsome Lindman.
I keep losing him. They don't like to give him the time of day, though.
Look at it. Well, he's cute, I guess. Except you're putting our gorbs over the top of the screen so much.
It's hard. You have like a.
And we've got Mr. Santa.
You have a 10%
You've
chance.
You've got so much going on the screen.
Skeleton. You have a very small chance of seeing what we're looking at.
To time it perfectly. There we go. Look at him.
Aw. Louie, look. It's another one.
Fella. Look, Mr. Lou.
Lou, look.
I don't know why the crop stopped working. Crop stopped.
You know what we. Oh, I forgot. So. We forgot a lot. We forgot to do I forgot to read the super chat. So we did actually read Julius. So we're lucky that you caught Julius, but we forgot to read. There were like two more, which isn't that many. So it's not a huge deal, but I need to write it on the doc to read the super chats because we do appreciate people super chatting. And we also forgot a big thing, which was that I said last week, every week we're going to vote on the top graphic from the show. And we're going to put it on a t-shirt every week. And then at the end of the year, I was going to put them all head-to-head in a tournament. And so we didn't do that either. So I thought, let's have the Paters vote on the best graphic but down to the two that me and Sam chose. So, Sam, do you have that?
Yeah. This is the weekly shirt. This is what we promised to do every week. Last week, we promised this. And then exactly 1 week later, on the second iteration of it, but I guess maybe the first iteration of it, which is tonight, we forgot. So we failed. And we were rusty. It was a hell of a show.
I know. We're being stupid.
Here they are. So now the Paters get to
choose. Now the Paters get to choose, which is really how it should be done. The Paters should be the only ones choosing, but...
Check those out.
Oh, we can't. Yeah. Dang. See, this graphic was so good. I was going to have us model
them live. I could just cut to the wide. We could do
it. Yeah, cut to the wide.
Okay, let me copy and paste this. And now, you know what the shortcut is to snap it to the screen? Control S. Why did they make Control S that?
Wait, let me get my... Damn it. You know what I really liked last week was the woman holding the poster and we got half of her face in it.
Yeah, I was feeling very merged with her. I was feeling special. You know Ryan Sanders in the call-in right now?
Oh, yeah? Oh, my gosh. That's historic. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think about this? We're going to let it run.
All right, so it's Ancient Elders versus Daily Nightmare.
I won't influence the vote, but I know my pick.
Did I say
my pick?
Yeah, is that Ryan?
Commentate.
That's Ryan.
Ryan, say your pick.
My pick? I'm a firm Ancient Elders fan.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I like the black shirt, too. I like a black shirt over a white shirt.
Are we locking into colors?
Yeah, there's no options. I'm not doing options. We're doing one color. No options.
We're,
What kind of blanks you got? This is a Gildan blank?
This is actually a Comfort Colors blank. Mm. We like the Comfort Colors. Nice, thick.
Round of applause for Comfort Colors.
And if you get like a, what I like to do is get a large or an XL Comfort Colors and shrink that sucker, and it becomes wide and short. And I like that kind of style. Okay, I think that's probably enough.
Vote your heart out.
Oh my God, it was really close.
Did it
seven
close?
Votes? We've got four watching. How is that possible?
Was it ancient? How's that possible?
It's usually way below. People are logging into their burner accounts, voting on these.
So was it ancient elders?
It is.
Oh, no.
No, it's Daily Nightmare.
What?
What?
Wait,
it's 50-50. It's 50-50.
It's not closed. Leave it
I
open.
Just closed it. It's 50-50. Wait, but Sam, we didn't vote.
Oh,
all right, this is a skeleton realm first. We've gone gone to a 50-50.
We have to tiebreaker. How do we tiebreak?
Me and you.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, I'm voting for Ancient Elders. So unless you vote for Daily Nightmare, we're not doing that.
All right, let me explain my rationale here, okay?
Oh, come on. You're going to go for Daily Nightmare?
No.
Okay, good. Well, but then maybe? This wins.
You didn't give me a chance.
But
you just voted for me by...
No, I didn't. Which one do you want?
Well, earlier today, you reached out to me and you said...
Oh, yeah, that's
true. You tagged me and you said, Sam... what shirts, any ideas what shirts we should throw in? Just any suggestions?
And you took an hour to respond,
over an hour.
So I just did it on my own.
Yeah, so I responded too late. I was at work, and I said Ancient Elders and Dream Chasers because I loved the graphic Doug made with a tornado on it. I'm a tornado freak.
Yeah, I didn't think that would print well on a shirt.
It turns out...
Because it's an image of a guy standing next to a tornado. It's too much. It's like a high... It's like a DSLR... photo.
Yeah.
I think text and graphics, to me, not only is the content more elite with the Ancient Elders, but also just the way it looks is going to be better on a shirt.
Absolutely. So. And then the show happens, and guess what? The best segment, Sam's favorite, was Ancient Elders, my favorite segment of the night.
All right.
Let's get Lindman back on top of the screen, Lindman and Dana.
All right, so I'm going to put that live. We're going to go to the store...
Lindman style.
So Ryan, what's going on with Ryan?
Oh, you know, I'm hanging. I'm enjoying the streams. I'm a classic longtime listener, first time caller type.
Love it.
Elliot, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so, I've been a fan of you guys for a while. You guys are so awesome. I just really, really enjoy it.
You're a fellow development meeting alumni.
I am, yeah.
So
we were I guess we're the other or an other group that got like a deal out of that.
I think you guys were the only other group. And it's funny, like that show was, how long did they do that show? Like 3 years?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought about that before too. It's like the percentage wise, like
it's
what
crazy.
Percent, it's really, really low.
It's like we both got into Harvard. Harvard alumni. We could just basically say we're Harvard.
Which is why I tell people that and put it on my resume.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, basically.
Statistically, it might even be harder than Harvard. We put on our resume harder than Harvard.
Well, how many people have gone to Harvard? More than two?
Millions. And we're saying here it's only a matter of about a dozen if you count all the people involved.
Well, two orgs. That's the thing about Harvard. They don't let in. They only admit individuals.
Well, Ryan, are you guys still making content? What's going on? What happened with all that? With you guys.
We are. I got a good job and that kind of put a wrench in things. And then we like a couple other guys got jobs too and that put more wrenches in things. But we are still making things. And we want to do more of it now that we're all like a little more settled in our like the work that we're doing. But yeah,
nice.
We still have our channel and we made a video that we put out, I guess was that last weekend or something? We should be way more on top of it than we are, I guess. But yeah, we're still doing it.
Cool. And so are you guys all in New York? Where are you located?
Yeah, well, most of the guys are in Montclair. I work in New York now. So I moved over to Hoboken, but that's like, you know, the New York area. Yeah.
Yeah. Montclair, New Jersey. We love it. That's where Stephen Colbert lives.
It is. My friend saw him in the grocery store one time and then he like could see that they knew who he was, and he just kind of like walked out real fast.
That's funny.
I met Stephen Colbert in Chinatown when I was probably 12, 13.
Really?
Yeah, there's a photo of him and my sister. She, my brother's a big dork, and he's 12 years older than me. He's a big nerd. He would say it. He's got 6 million comic books, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so he saw Colbert, and his heart stopped, and he just turned around and walked very quickly the other way. He was so starstruck. But my sister ran up and said, "Let me get a photo." And that was Chinatown. I also bought a Kung Fu style outfit, forgot it in the airport, bought a samurai sword, hit it against a tree, broke it.
Wait, what?
I was a child. And that's the...
I don't know. I zoned out for a split second and I came back and there was Kung Fu swords. I don't know.
Well, I was in Chinatown. They sell that stuff.
Oh, of course. Wow, sorry.
But I broke it and forgot it at the airport. So that's the story. Stephen Colbert in Chinatown, reporting for the Jon Stewart at the time.
I used to live in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. How cool is that?
Hey, I know it's so little about Brooklyn. Which part of Brooklyn is that?
That's like way south, kind of like southwest of Prospect Park, way down there.
Okay.
Like near Bay Ridge, near the almost on the way to Staten Island, way down there.
Hey, Ryan, Julia asked, what did Ryan make? I'm presuming referring to your submission.
You mean in the potty? Oh, I'm sorry, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I really shouldn't.
But
that's wow.
Can you describe
that's nasty.
Can you describe the development meeting project?
Give a shout out of y'all's handles and stuff so people can go follow you too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're called Big Game Home Video. And we make like sketch comedy, but with what we had initially made for them, it was just kind of we made a bunch of sketches. And they all kind of had like a through line of like being like the ends of movies. So we sort of shoveled that together into a pilot and pitched them on that. And they really liked that and then wanted more character based stuff. So we worked with them on developing that and then had a couple scripts. The merger things happened.
Yeah.
People left. Communication got crazier. And then, you know, we are where we are. But
so you were,
go ahead.
You were talking to Cam and Walter.
Yes.
Nice, yeah.
They're good dudes. I really like them a lot. And then also Jordy, we talked to a lot. I don't know if you guys worked with her too.
Yeah, I feel like she wasn't really on the calls with us usually. But yeah, those people are really awesome. I really kind of feel for them because that whole merger thing happening was just weird, I think, for them. And they couldn't really express it, you know, because they were, I don't know, there's the business side of media like that, I don't understand. But I just felt like they were kind of caught in the middle of everything, too. I don't know.
Yeah, and it seems like from, like, what I've heard, too, like, outsider perspective of it, like, just from knowing a couple of people who've been at, like, Cartoon Network and stuff, like, they just, like, really changed the direction of where Turner was going. And it was kind of like, well, what do we do with this? These Adult Swim properties? Because they had so much, like, premium sort of content things, and then Adult Swim was like the indie artist kind of thing, and they didn't know where to slot it. And I think once I can't remember his name, he was the head of Adult Swim, he like
yeah
started
Mike Lazo.
Lazo, that's right. Yeah. Once he left, a lot of things started to change and shift, and they tried to figure out what do we do with streaming because the audience is younger, and I don't know,
right?
Probably got very confusing and a lot of reorg stuff. Classic corporate creative things that are just no fun.
It's sad because it's, to me, you know, it's such a huge part of the brand was all of that cool Adult Swim stuff. So it is sad to see it go.
Yeah. What was your, like, what inspired you guys with, like, Skeleton Landlord? Like, was it Adult Swim stuff that you really liked, or?
I don't know. What, Sam, what was...
The making of it?
Yeah.
It was basically a logistical thing. You came up with the name as a stinger or whatever, like when coming up next on Dump Daddies, you fired that off. And then later we discussed actually making a Skeleton Landlord. And we said they basically the ironic and amusing like thing about it is that we thought that doing it in that way where we go, all we have to do is have Doug stand in front of a green screen. Not even move. We actually set up a little tiny box that he stood on and then put a single like 3 foot wide green screen behind him. And we thought it was going to be the easiest thing to do because we don't have to go use real props. Don't have to use real sets. Right. It turned out it took forever to make. So that was very difficult. But we were naive.
I think the inspiration behind it was we were making like it's kind of weird how that one came about, because we were making this like fake TLC
I'll actually
type
pull
thing
it up, yeah,
called Dump Daddies, which was going to be like a pilot for like a fake show where they go pick up trash and take it to the dump. And like while we were editing that, we just made a lower third pop up for a fake show. And we just kind of,
oh my
just,
God, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I just kind of like came, like on the spot, we were like, what would be like a funny, like lower third. And I was like, Skeleton Landlord. So that was the original Skeleton Landlord.
There it is.
Idea right there. And then we just, it wouldn't like leave our minds. So we were like, let's actually just make Skeleton Landlord. So then we were like, what would that be? What would Skeleton Landlord be? Mm-hmm. And then that's when we made the shitty version of it. And then finally we made the real pilot version, not with the intent of pitching it or anything, but we made it in this big studio that we, it was like a shared studio space that this agency we worked for shared with all these other companies. So we got to basically use it for free. And it's a big soundstage. And we shot it there just to make it a YouTube video. But then when it was done, we were like, oh, it's this 15-minute thing. And then I was trying to find people at Adult Swim to email it to. And then I just found Development Meeting. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, Doug called me up and said, there's this thing you pitch on air. And I said, no, give it a shot. Fat chance, whatever.
Yeah, but it's hard to say what the inspiration is. I don't know. It's just goofing.
Yeah, I mean, we enjoy, I don't know, TV as much as the next person. So, you know, sitcoms are exciting and stuff.
I think a lot of our stuff is based around a shared love of graphics.
Yeah.
I love graphics. I love text. I love fonts. And I like how things look on a screen. And I think the ultimate manifestation of that is taking some zany 3D style characters and shoving them in with some real people. And that's really the fun that we're having with that one.
And I've discuss this a lot, but I love The Sims so much. So when we discuss 3D environments, I just kind of imagining The Sims and what a weird space that is. The Sims aesthetic, The Sims feel. I started playing The Sims when I was pretty young, Sims 1, and I recall going into like Office Store, Office Depot or whatever, and looking at it when it was before I got a copy, but it was always in a box sitting there, and it said over 1 million copies sold, The Sims. And I would just stare at it and fantasize about playing this insane game that simulates human life. And eventually I got it, and I guess what I did? Installed skins. I got the Stormtrooper, and they were doing disco dancing on the dance floor. I had Spider-Man dancing with a Stormtrooper, dancing with this and that. Anyway, so that, like, the strange psychic geography of the Sims.
Psychic geography. wow.
Goofy term, but it's real in The Sims. And, Dana's a Sim, fellow Sim.
Dana's a Sim freak for sure.
I love The Sims. I actually made Louie in The Sims.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nice. Yeah.
And Sims right now 4. He's exhibiting one of his wonderful things he does is being a licker.
Wow.
And he's showing us right now.
He's really showing us how he does it.
He's licking the right person. Lick lover.
Yeah.
We've got some new chatters.
Like, that's where I am now.
We've got the Destroyer 98 in the chat. I work in an animal shelter, and a lot of the dogs there needs their holes cleansed. Julia says, Dump Daddies was the first vid of yours I ever seen. That's cool. Julia has been a fan for a long time. I think Julia and Aaron are kind of the oldest like fans that we didn't know in person that started engaging with the content.
Yeah, Julia goes,
way
hardcore,
back.
Old school, legit.
And Aaron, of course.
Julia's also super funny.
Julia is a very good chatter. We're talking about an elite level chatter on par. I think better than some of the junk that's coming out of our mouths. I look over and I see sometimes I see a Julia comment. And I go, that's taking it further than I. There was a comment. What was the thing she said? I did remember the zine where I did like the best comments? She called something the vest, the palm vest. It was like I forgot. I just remembered thinking about that after the show, going, that was a great comment.
I saw,
It's so simple, and to the untrained ear who doesn't have an elite sense of humor, they wouldn't understand, but realmers speak a different language.
Truly. Anyway. I saw Dana might have pinned
Terror this. Vest.
Terror vest.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leah said something great earlier.
Yeah, Julie said earlier, every time a bell rings, a skeleton gets its wings.
Yeah. We love that.
That's so beautiful.
That's an all-star chatter, Julia. And we know she's listening.
Let's hear bells for Julia.
Liana says, I became a fan around episode 15. That's pretty early, too.
Oh, it looks like we have lost or joined. Oh, Cornbread is on. That's why my screen shrunk.
So corn? Cornbread.
I need a recrop.
Corn's in the chat!
We got
corn! Corn's in the chat!
Yeah.
Corn. Yeah, corn here.
What's up, corn? What's going on?
The mic's not peaking as much.
Not
as
much.
I turned it down. Earlier today, we've been turning ourselves all the way down. Hey, corn.
Mr. Bread.
Worked up the courage to join the Patreon call and also got the kids to sleep, so now I'm allowed.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Well, corn.
Father corn.
What's up with you? Where are you calling from, corn?
I'm calling from Kansas City.
Yeah,
thereabouts.
Fun.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, corn, Kansas City.
KC. The Midwestern Roamers really coming in and representing the Midwest region of the United States. We
love the Midwestern swagger.
Michael's out of Chicago. Corn's out of Kansas City. We've got the East Coast down. We've got the Southeast here with the Atlanta swagger. And then we've got, of course, Ryan up there in the New York City area. Wow.
We love the vast plains and the big fancy skyscrapers.
We love it.
We love the disposition of the peoples too, or whatever.
They're all so fashionable.
Look at that dog.
What else? There was some other content I wanted to introduce here.
I wrote down something in the Pater's topics, and I wrote down Tums water because...
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
I burped in my sleep, and the acid in my throat was burning. I had heartburn all day yesterday. I said, you tell me I'm going to drink water and then chew Tums. Why don't they make calcium-infused water that I can just drink all day, constantly washing the acid away?
Well, they have Pepto.
Interesting.
Well, I wanted my water.
Oh, your water.
I can't just drink calcium all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like an electrolyte.
Milk. What about milk?
Milk? No, I want water.
Yeah, yeah. He wants water. I think we've heard that a few times.
Yeah. Oops. Breaking water lore. But I put electrolytes in my water all day. Why can't I put calcium that extinguishes the fire that's spurting and bubbling? But so that's the only thing I wrote down as to a topic to discuss.
Yeah, and then you wrote media play.
Yeah, media play. I don't want to.
You talking about the store?
Yeah, media play.
Dana was talking. Dana loves media play. She's a media play head.
Okay, great. Well, that I feel in
what's
good
the
company.
Logo ahead?
Yes, exactly. So the logo is one of the greatest logos of all time.
Yeah,
it was on Barrett Park.
Right.
There's a media play on Barrett Parkway, and I used
Wait,
to go
no,
do it
media
as a kid.
Play wasn't ahead. It was. Oh yeah, it was. It's like a book. Yeah.
It's a fate. No, it's not a book. Doug, it's
yes,
a book.
It is.
No, it's a book. It's a music and it's a film at the same time. That's all of it.
It's a music
eyes.
And a film.
Yes,
it's
look,
a music.
Exactly. The eyes. Look at these eyes. The eyes are music notes, Doug. See?
Okay, I got you.
And
yeah, you're right.
And what the hell? I zoomed.
Wow,
in
you know what?
It.
I never looked at it that way. You're right.
And that's because the store was divided into. This is on.
I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. Reddit nostalgia were on, and that's the kind of. Crap I'm spewing, but
we're doing some classic R old school cool where we might feature some pictures of our parents in the 90s being hipsters by dressing like a 90s swagger. My parents were freaking cool, old school cool from the 90s, wearing larger glasses.
Absolutely.
With small frames.
Big blue jeans.
Big baby blues.
With the fringes.
Boots with the furve. Apple bottom jeans and them boots with the fur?
Hey Reddit, my parents were fuckable and they should be
fucked. Yeah. My parents were hot pieces of ass and they fucked so hard and they fucked so fucking hard to make me. Look at how fucking hot they are. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
Look at my fucking sexy ass hot ass parents and they fucked and they made me and fucked. I gotta put this picture off.
100%. Old school cream pie.
We were watching Seinfeld and he was doing a bit like one of his stand-ups in the show. He's like saying how it'd be cool to be adopted because then you could keep the illusion that your parents never had sex alive. Where he's like, yeah, I guess you could say Oh, yeah. I've never seen it. I don't know if it's true. I've just heard. I think they might have had sex, but I've never seen it, so I don't know. I like
my parents are virgins. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. My parents are. He's like, your parents can be virgins if you're adopted. That's cool.
Who said
that? Alive. Mr. Seinfeld.
Oh wow. I'm gonna go let my cat down the stairs because Destroyer 98 just asked to see the cat.
Oh, good idea. Wow, why aren't we putting
cat and dog?
Yeah,
cat
and we're gonna style. Cat and dogs living together, as Bill Murray once said.
It's three skateboards with eight wheels and two sets of handles. They sold it in the 90s. Have you seen a rad board? I think I remember those.
A rad board.
A rad board. Are those like they're like really colorful, yeah.
We gotta get a cats versus dogs poll in the chat.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll make that now. Do you guys ever ride rip sticks? You remember the rip stick?
Yeah.
I was always told that was
Yama
hospital.
You could bust your ass on one of those pretty easy. But once you got the hang of it, they're real fun. I remember we used to, my friend's house had like their driveway was gravel, but underneath their carport was just a perfect square, probably 20 feet by 20 feet of concrete. And we would just ripstick in circles as fast as we could around that, just that little perfect square.
That's perfect. Wow.
Great memories on the ripsticks.
It's like capturing the essence of NASCAR.
Yeah, kind of a NASCAR swagger. All right, we're going to do a cat versus dog. I'm going to go ahead and go with dog. You guys already know that.
So he's just woke up. We just woke him up. Cat versus dog.
I watch Healy compilations.
Holy cow.
Remember Healy's? I like Healy's.
Hi, Yama.
There he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, look at the tips of those ears. I never noticed how epic his tips are.
Kitty.
Your cat's very photogenic.
I guess I'll put
it's a cutie. He's a cutie. Can we get them to digitally meet? What if we got them to digitally meet?
Oh yeah.
Is that possible?
I think so. Let's have Yama.
Have Yama grab one side of this toy.
Yama he just yawned and I smelled that fishy breath.
Classic. Let's get him a saucer of milk.
He's our sweet boy. He just woke up. Look how sleepy this guy is.
Bring him up here.
I can't believe Desktop Dave totally bailed. Actually, I can believe, but that was going to be so fun to introduce everyone to Dave.
Yeah, too. I think we should also let our fellow chatters know that we called it before the broadcast.
Yeah, we knew he wasn't going to show.
Before the main broadcast, we said, But, you know, it's like rolling a bad piece of dice.
Dave, Desktop Dave is also Dave's dump.
Yeah, by the way.
If anyone's noticed that, from dump, speaking of dump daddies, that's Dave from Dave's dump. Dave sort of is the classic Skeleton Realm trickster spirit. He embodies the trickster spirit of the Skeleton Realm.
Why don't you lay down, buddy? He's so tired. Wow.
He is. It's late for him, huh?
Not for a cat. He's just, this is like waking a person up at 6 a.m. for a cat.
Everyone loves that.
Julia says, do you know the scene in Aristocrats with the saucer of milk and the cracker?
Is it dogs and cats?
Oh, I do.
Explain that to us, Ryan.
Oh, no. Okay,
Jesus,
so.
Slipped.
You guys know cats, yeah?
Aristocats, yeah.
All right, so imagine there's maybe a couple of those, and then you're going to have your standard, imagine you're at an English breakfast, okay?
Okay.
You've got a teapot, you've got a teacup, and you're going to just chuck those away, and you're going to hang on to just the plate that your teacup was on, and that's going to be on the ground, and then there's going to be milk in it, and then there's just going to be a cracker in or near the milk, and then the cat is going to be dunking it in the milk, the cracker, that is, not the cat. The cat is going to be dunking the cracker in the milk, and he's going to consume it. And at that point, you're probably going to want to, you know, get your own version of this going at home, which is why I guess you guys probably want to plug this now on the shop.
So that was extremely, extremely good description of that. And I want to know, Julia, did he describe that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Is that what happened in the movie?
It's a yes. Dish.
It's a shallow dish of sorts.
Can you give a cat milk, or is that an old wives' tale
fable?
I don't
think you can.
No, I wouldn't actually give a cat milk.
Wrong.
My dad used to give our cats just entire raw shrimps.
I think shrimp is fine.
Shrimp's yummy for a kitty cat. Yum, 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 yum. It's yummy for a human.
Louis wants a shrimp.
He'd love a shrimp. He might be allergic. We don't know. You got to be careful with Louis. You give him one. Excuse me, Lindman. We call him Louis, too. You got to give him only the special stuff. He's a kind of a pricey dog. You can't give him just table scraps, or else he breaks out in hives and has diarrhea for 10 years. You give him one piece of ham, and he's got diarrhea for a month.
That's why he's so sought after as a breed. Because he's fragile.
Julius is spot on. The Destroyer 98. I like the name, the Destroyer 98.
I love that, yeah. I bet it's about the band, the Destroyer.
I'm not familiar.
Wait, no, that's just Destroyer, the old indie act.
Oh, Destroyer is an indie band, yeah.
But this is the Destroyer. This is a person who's a formidable enemy on the battlefield, Destroyer 98.
Do you think that they have 98 victims on the battlefield, or that they were born in 98, making
I'd say
them
perhaps
20,
98 victories.
5. 24.
I'm going to go let Louie out to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Good.
It was
God's
great
speed.
To see you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Wow, it was incredible to see Louie on the stream, and also my cats are now wandering around.
So next week, Dana will be in the studio again, because it's nice to have you know, if she was here, I wouldn't have forgot the Super Chats. And also, we were saying during the show, I'm not checking the chat much, and sometimes Dana said there's interesting things that you guys are chatting about that might be interesting and of note of us to take note of during the show. So we're going to have her actually with her own special microphone across the studio, and she's going to be piping in some of the what we call the skeleton realm gossip going on in the chat between some of the realmers. And so, guys, you're not going to be able to hide from us anymore. No more hiding. We call it the no more hiding policy. Mm-hmm. You guys can't hide and doing hot goss without us. So Dana's going to be in the studio going, hey, listen, Michael said something to Ryan that I thought you might want to know, or maybe Cornbread said something to Ryan. It's always going to be to Ryan.
Yeah. They're all talking.
It's always things that are saying to Ryan.
Yeah.
So be careful what you say to Ryan.
Yeah, it might be groundswell.
His ears are hot, as they say.
Groundswell support, or might be a pitchforks and torches situation, but you better beware. We're going to have to develop a shorthand code Dana will have to develop a shorthand code to condense these in a Dewey Decimal type style.
Yeah. Maybe she'll say like code words.
Mm-hmm. She'll say, a series of numbers and letters rapidly that we'll instantly understand.
The Destroyer 98 says 98 victims, so we cleared that up.
98 victims.
but anyway, I was saying that because Dana will just be on the Pater's Pod every week, and then I want this to be more exciting, more thrilling, more epic, more hardcore, but I think having a chat with the Realmers is just kind of hardcore already.
Oh, this was an incredible blast. We had, how many guests did we have on the Pater's Pod tonight? We had Korn, we had Michael Smiley, we had Ryan.
Counting four. I'm counting everybody in the chat. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm counting 10. Everybody in the chat. what was I going to say? I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. I want to do streams. Last week, when I make the thumbnail for the episode, I thought it would be fun to stream that to Twitch and chat with people while making the thumbnail and take some of the Realmer's ideas in the Twitch chat and turn them into the thumbnail. Because every week, the thumbnail is just kind of chaotic. We're having chaotic fun making the thumbnails. Kind of just making whatever we please. I might put a freaking Godzilla on a thumbnail, and you might not hear about Godzilla during the show. So I thought it'd be fun having the Realmers come into the Twitch chat, live chat, and sort of feed me some suggestions and maybe help me decide, hey, do I want a blue drop shadow on that text? Do I want a black drop shadow on that text? What do I want? Do I want an outer glow? And so I'm going to be doing that on Thursdays at 8. So we're going to get those at 8 on Twitch, Thursdays at 8. But guess what?
Huh?
What?
I don't have my webcam this week, so guess what? I'm going to be doing it Friday at 8. He already knew the clap was coming.
Yeah, well, could feel that.
That's bizarre. We're turning into a hive mind.
The cadence of your voice, I knew a clap was coming.
So we're going to do So I'm on Friday, but the Twitch stuff, I want to just go live randomly. I might just go live when I'm just sitting in my freaking underpants in my office just going, what am I going to do? I'm just going to go live and chat, maybe drink some hot chocolate. And we talked about making some PowerPoints. We wanted to teach you guys more. We feel as though you guys need to learn more. And it's not because you're dumb, but it's because everybody needs to learn more, including us. But our way of learning is teaching. Does that make sense? So we want to put together PowerPoints and put information out for you guys. And there might be various topics, like maybe we do one about food, maybe we do one about defecation in the restroom.
Well, we have we're developing the what'd you call it, curriculi for the first one, which is my life is like a video game.
Oh yeah, so we're gonna do my life is like a video game PowerPoint. It's gonna go through all the ways that life is like a video game, but it gets much deeper than that.
Extremely.
Maybe an hour on Twitch doing that.
Yeah. So, but I wonder.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I don't. Wait. I guess we should double stream it, Twitch.
Yeah, we'll just double stream it. Screw
do both.
It.
I gotta remember how to do that. Now we're getting
we need
now,
more.
We're getting back into the old Pater Pod style where we just discussed the problems with streaming platforms, but. Let's see here. It's called OBS WebSocket settings. No. Oh well. Well, it's been 1 hour. This was the best Pater's Pod and the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah, I think now we're finally understanding how this should be working because this is just fun. It's just we call this the Wednesday hangout with the real VIPs.
Yeah.
You know, at one point we want to do two shows. So like I think when we have more time to put into this, we'll do like the Wednesday show and then like a Thursday show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So two actually written shows for everybody. That would be like ideal, but for now, it's the show and this. I don't know. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
We're working on our Christmas special. We're Christmas special will be on the
21st. Oh, the Christmas special is going to be really good. What day? When is that?
The 21st of Wednesday.
Gosh, guys, that's going to be fun. We got a lot planned for that. And we've got the 15-minute or so Sorms special. It's going to be kind of like a Skeleton Realm history episode.
I think that's January 25th.
So we got to finish that one by... That's going to be done by episode 40. So we've got a lot in the works. The holiday time is the grind time when you're on the grind set mindset. When you're on a Skeleton Realm grinder style.
Oh, yeah.
Holidays are not a time for celebration for us. They're a time for hard work and reflection.
And I wanted to make a point to say... that Doug got a new Mac setup and he's very excited and it's streaming great. But I got a new PC setup that's arriving Monday. Yeah, that's right.
Right. New PC for Sam?
Yeah, and I also wanted to clarify that
Mac versus PC?
Yeah.
Yikes! A little bit of internal drama in the Skeleton Realm.
So I might try to do some technical streams of editing streams or something on random times using that. But that's going to be our new stream computer. Doug and I bought these computers not with Patreon money, by the way. That goes more into your veins.
The Patreon money,
not our pockets.
The Patreon money has been spent dry every month. We're drying it up.
We bought Colonial costumes, but guess what? We're going to return.
That's big. We're returning the Colonial costumes, and that's going to put a lot back in the Skeleton account. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, we're returning the Colonial costumes, much of the surgery.
Please don't tell anybody. If anybody's connected with some of the brass at Amazon, don't let them know what went on in those costumes, because that might sour the deal going forward when we're going to return those.
Don't spill the Thanksgiving food, so to speak.
Don't link them to the stream that those costumes were, let's just put it frankly, desecrated in.
Yeah.
So I think this is adjacent to what a lot of content creators do. This is like the next best thing to like doing something as like a business expense.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. So we got to return those, and there's other stuff we're returning. We're classic returners.
Yeah, I actually have I have a little table over there, and I wrote returns and put it on. So we're piling things up. We're going to be good. We're about it. We're going to do it. I've never returned anything on Amazon, really. And now we're going to get in the habit and try to cheat the system.
Yeah, that shit's busted. Mm-hmm. Return it.
Liana says, wow, Thursdays, I'm always free. That would be sick. I think Thursdays is a good time to do stuff. So probably I'm just going to turn Thursday night into Skelly night, too. You know, in the chat, I notice that when I get up in the morning, early in the morning on a Wednesday, I wipe the sleep from my eyes. I wake up with my sleepy head. I pull up my phone. I pull out the Discord, and everyone's going, y'all know what day it is. Everybody's getting excited about Wednesday. Guys, my goal is I want to see that every day. I want to go on Mondays, guys go, it's Skelly Monday. And then on Tuesday, they go, it's Skelly Tuesday. And on Wednesday they go, it's Skelly Wednesday. And on Thursday they go, it's Skelly Thursday. And on Friday they go, it's Skelly Friday. And on Saturday they go, it's Skelly Saturday. And on Sunday they go, it's Skelly Sunday.
It happens to the point where every second they're doing that, and it's a constant scream.
Yeah.
Everyone just screaming 24 hours a day.
Skelly second, Skelly second, Skelly second, Skelly second, Skelly second, Skelly second.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
So anyway, should we call it a night?
I guess so. It sounds like Dana says her heart rate is 92 beats per minute. That's very slow.
That's fast. That's quick.
Fast. Oh, I was thinking of
that's quick, bud.
It's slow in music.
I'm a little fast.
For disco.
In music, yeah.
It's quite slow.
Yeah, it is slow in music, but not in the human body. See, that we've got a lot to teach Sam.
Yeah.
We need to have some PowerPoints from Sam. We need to have how the body works for Sam.
That would be great.
How music differs from the body. That might be a good one for Sam.
I don't know. When I'm here at 130 BPM, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, maybe your heart rate just matches the beat. Maybe some people are like that. I don't know.
I'm like Giorgio over here with a 120. Okay, well, yeah, I guess we'll tie it up and throw it away.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to Cornbread, Michael, Ryan, Sander. Thank you to the Destroyer 98, Dana, of course, Julia, Ben Weinhart. Everybody, did I miss anybody? Who's not? Speak up. Speak up, Dan. Liana, I said that.
Did you get Ben?
Ben Weinhart.
You missed him.
And everybody else who's listening after the fact who has busy nights, we know that you're busy. Oh, Bruce Schaff.
Thanks to Bruce.
Let's just give an extra shout out to Bruce.
Thank you.
Bruce, you're an all-star. I love Bruce Schaff. So thanks, everybody. On a serious note, for real, thanks. We like to get silly, but at the end of the day, we love to be serious, too. Hey, we can be serious, too.
My head kind of hurts suddenly. I feel like I accidentally held my breath for a long time or something.
I'm going to go home and eat. I'm hungry.
All right. I got a big pile of meatballs and spaghetti to eat upstairs. Or
that's right.
Somewhere.
Spaghetti and meatballs. That's like spaghetti. That's like Michael's picture.
Oh, that's true.
Like that on the YouTube. Hey, you remembered.
I have a great memory. You might come to find. You might want to be careful what you say to me. I remember everything.
But it looks like Michael Smiley's Discord picture is the
It's also spaghetti.
It's yeah.
Oh wow, he's a spaghetti freak. Michael, you're spaghetti freak.
Family circus eating spaghetti.
We're gonna call spaghetti. Okay, Michael, your new name is Spaghetti Mike.
Okay,
sorry, you just got a nickname. He's Spaghetti Mike now. Okay, all right, for real, now we're gonna sign out, right?
All right,
okay,
see everybody.
Bye guys.
Bye bye.
We love you all. Take care.
Brush your teeth.